Shalom Boker Tov. We are 8th of Tevet, 25th of December 2009. Let's please Ein. We are at page and Ein and section Ein 1, it's page 70, section 71. It says, הזדחכות המסך מחלקת את הבחינה ד' להי בחינות. We discussed masach is that power that comes from above, and we convert it to that much power to la'akel. What it means as much as one mishtokek. Hishtokekut is a very important word to learn. Leishtokek is to desire something. To desire something. Now, when, as much as that power of desire of receiving it, getting it, you must have that much of a power of rejecting it. That is the koach of me'akev. That's the energy of to push back. And it's interesting when we say push back not to necessarily to back of yourself, that means put it behind your mind. It's push back, that means total rejection of it. That you are able to absolutely nullify that desire. As much as you want it, imagine what kind of a force it is, that as much as you want something, that much you have to have a power of capability of being able to stop what you truly want. So he says, when there is a such a masach, and we call this masach, this energy we call masach, that means from one side it has a power of hishtokakut, power of to pull, has a gravity, it pulls. At the same time, has the same amount of energy to reject it. Now, a gross way to look at it. Why should I make it gross? If you take a ball and you throw it from, let's say, 10th floor, that ball, when it comes to the ground has a gravity to pull everything toward it, right? There's a gravity. We know that gravity. So there is, it pulls the ball toward it. But when it hits the ground, why doesn't it eat it? Why doesn't it take it?
Mm-hmm. Isn't the gravity in this case comes from the inadol? It's not
yes,
from the masach itself.
Of course. But who creates this masach? Who really caused a tzimtzum? It's Bechina Dalet. Bechina Dalet came and says, I don't want to receive to be a Ratzon Lekabel. So that much that the Bechina Dalet desires to pull a Dalet, it has to convert, lafoch, to turn around, same power, to turn it around and push it back. Okay? Otherwise, how the Masach comes? Masach comes from that energy that Bechina Dalet takes and converts into rejecting of what it is desiring. In a very simple language of explaining. That's what Masach is. Masach wasn't created by the Creator. There is no creation right now. The moment that the Nekuda Emtzai, Shmo, in Ein Sof, decided that, look, I am, and created, caused Tzimtzum Aleph, created as such a force, and we call that force Masach, that is able as much as Mishtokek to the Or, it means desires the Or, that much has to Lahafech, to convert, and turn around and push it back.
Force of the Bechina Dalet to pass through?
The Masach literally is both. ריפולס על מעכב. מסך is that will, that will, that has השתוקקות in it, and has the power to push back the same amount of desire that it has. Truly, if 100% desire to receive, 100% desire to la'akev. That is masach. And that's called masach b'china dalet. Okay? When we are talking on 100%. And here it comes and it says that this masach is divided into the five sections. Five levels of aviyut. Now, aviyut means density. A literal translation of aviyut means density. Now, what is that density as far as desire is concerned? Okay. When we are talking desire, one desire is that ultimately all my being requires it, needs it, wants it. That's it. You come to the last breath. You. How much you want this breath now? That's it. The highest level of desire. That's called Bichina Dalet. So, that's the highest level. Now, the second level is Bichinat Gimel. That means it's not as high, it's less. It's how less? For example, if you are very hungry, you take already a bite. The second bite doesn't have the heat la'avut, doesn't have that heat packed into it, has a less desire to pull, and equally has that amount of desire to la'akev. This masach goes into this masach, this willpower, this energy of pulling. Masach is not only rejecting. Remember that. It's very important to remember. Masach is not something only to reject. Masach has to pull too. Now, if you don't have desire for something, and we're going to reach that, if you don't have desire it, is there any masach, creation of masach for it to la'akev? No. And the light doesn't come in because you are not pulling it. If you are not pulling in the light, the deal is the light not to push. But that is an explanation, but not complete yet, because there is all makifa still. We got to recognize that it's not only what it is inside. There is more outside. When the light left the and created the halal, went to Ensof. But that doesn't mean that that light didn't want to come back to its own vessel. The light wants to lead pashet. It's very simple. Light cannot. If light knows there is a vessel, it wants immediately to lead pashet. So,
but I have a question.
Hold on. We said, when we start Bichina Dalet is the highest level of aviyut, highest level of Hamshacha. Bichinat Gimel is 1 degree, and let's learn it this way, 1 degree less aviyut, less koach of Hamshacha, okay? And then Bichinat Bet, and so Bichinat Aleph. Bichinat Aleph is how much of Hamshacha? Only Bichinat Aleph, very little of pool, and therefore, very little power of la'akev, to push back the light. Now, when you become no aviyut, when there is no aviyut, what that means? There is no pool. If there is no pool, we call that bichinat shoresh. That's really keter. There is no aviyut in the keter. And that's why keter is not a vessel. Keter literally is not a vessel. And if it was a vessel, if it had a viewed, it could have been a vessel. But since Keter doesn't have no viewed and the shoresh, yes, please, and keep it quiet if you can. Thank you very much.
Pasach also, like other Bechinot, has inside the infinite number of times goes and it's divided into five, right?
Now, each level, what do you mean with each level? What it means, Bichna Dalet? Bichna Dalet, we say, has a koach ma'akev of Dalet. When it ma'akev, it pushes the back, creates what? Or Choseh. Correct? Because we said from now on, Lekabel is only through Or Choseh. So when there is a Bichna Dalet, because it's a full impact, Bekia, it's a full boom, Zivug Daka. It's a full pushing back. How far the Or Choseh returns? All the way to Shoresh, which is to Keter. That means it grabs the totality of the light that came into the Chalal, all the way to the Keter, because Keter lo nogea lens off, it goes back just close as possible, right? Correct? Right. Now, when there is Bichinat Gimel, that means the Or Choseh is till how far it goes. Chochmah, which means only receives Or Chochmah. Or Chochmah, it's the Or Chochmah. What is missing? Follow this, very important. But there is, again, more of this. Is when we say that there is Or Choseh of Chochmah, therefore there is a light of Chochmah. What is the vessel? What vessel are we talking right now? Who is the real vessel that holding the light of Chochmah now? Or Choseh of the same Malchut that was Bichna Dalet. Does not have any more, this Or Choseh does not have any more level of Keter, has level of Chochmah. However, what happened to that first Or Choseh that created all the way to Keter?
Yeah. It just becomes a different form. It doesn't now, disappear.
Follow my hands.
Yeah.
Look at the candle. When the light Or Choseh goes all the way to Keter, that's where my top of the finger is, it grabs the totality of the light, correct? Now, this already created a vessel.
Right.
This is a vessel. This holding the light of Malchut, of Bechina Dalet, is created a vessel for the light and is holding now light. Now, this Bechina Dalet, we realize, causes his Dachechut of Masach. This Or Choseh grabs, but how long can it hold?
Not long,
because the light causes his dachechut of masach. Now, what is his dachechut of masach? It's very important to understand what is masach becomes zach. First, it's av. The opposite of Av is Zach. That means that power of Hamshacha has reduced from level of Dalet
to Gimel.
It becomes Zach. That Aviyut comes, allows you to receive that level of light. Now, never mind what you have done with that level of light. Right now we are not, you received a certain light. You hold it to certain amount of time. We will discuss how long you can hold it. And then immediately it reduces to become Gimel.
Right.
And then Gimel causes Chochmah. In that vessel that was created by Keter, now there is another Or Choseh. But this time, another layer that covers the layer of the Keter, that vessel of Keter, but not all the way to Keter, but to the Chochmah of that level.
Yeah.
Okay? To the Chochmah. The light is not all the way up, is another covering into what it was. Bechinat Bet becomes another covering over it of what it was. Before was till level of Chokhmah. Now the Or Chozer is only till level of Bina. So that means there is first the Keter, but there is no more light, there is no revelation of the light because the light left. Now became another layer of Or Chozer, and that was Chokhmah. And then there was another letter, but lower, but the light was now Bina in it. And then another level, that was the Or of Zerampin, right? The Or Chozer of only Zerampin. And what is the last one? Malchut. And what is Malchut?
What do you mean, what is Malchut?
What Malchut, after Aleph, is Shoresh. It's, again, it's Shoresh. What is Shoresh? That means there is no revelation. That means there is no more pool. Now, when there is no more pool, so who reveals only the Keter? Only Bichinat Dalet. There is no other light to reveal.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to Bichinat Malchut, it's Shoresh, zero, nothing.
That's why Bichinat Daulat is also called the pure light, right? Even though it says that it, first you think that it has no light of its own, but once the Or Chozer completely
pure light. That's correct. Absolutely. It only reveals what? Keter. Or Keter.
Okay.
But when you have Bichinat
Dalet.
So that means if you do Bichinat Dalet, you literally reveal the totality of the light, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is Bichinat Shoresh, you don't reveal nothing because there is no Aviyut, there is no Ishtokekut. If there is Bichinat Aleph, there is a little bit of Ishtokekut. Now, what is Bichinat Aleph? Or Chozer of Bichinat Aleph.
What is the Or Chozer of Bichinat Aleph?
Bravo, Or Ruach. It's Or Ruach. If there is Or Chozer, your Or Chozer is Bichinat Bet, is Or Bina. If your Or Chozer is Bichinat Gimel, is Or Chochma. If your Or Chozer is Bichinat Dalet,
is Or Keter.
And so, that means right now, when I am at the level of desire to receive for oneself alone, that means I am a baby, and I am only desire to receive for oneself alone, what is my, what kind of a light do I receive? I have the highest level of desire to receive. What kind of a light do I receive?
Nefesh.
Why nefesh? Because there is no koach of ikuv. There's no koach of ikuv.
Because I'm
a level of Shoresh. Now, I go on at age of 13 and I want to connect to my Ruach. So what kind of a Hishtokekut I should have? I want to become a spiritual. What kind of Ikuv should I have? That much that I want to become a spiritual, that much I have to put limitation, constriction, Ikuv in my life.
Is it because this hafuch and what they say, the building falling down, the further you were as a vessel of light, when the light leaves, you are the furthest down?
No. In your definition, there was a little bit misunderstanding. We are not, light of nefesh is not light of igulim. It's that igul is when you cover eser sefirot. That means you cover bechina dalet. Then you have the eser sefirot. Light is in eser sefirot completely in your kav. And if there is a light of eser sefirot in the kav, that means you have the gimel rishonim of igulim, your level of igulim connected. Because you have eser sefirot of kav. If you are not connected to your chokhmah bina da'at, that means your highest level of maturity, that means your highest level of pool. When you are a baby, how much, what do you have, ishtukakut? How much desire to receive you have? You only, what do you want? The only thing you want is to receive milk. How much desire to receive you have? The amount of hishtokekut, the koach of hamshacha, is not. You don't want the whole world. You don't have no idea what the whole world is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But the igulim were there before the kav. So
yes.
Spiritually, they are higher than the kav.
That's correct. Yes. That's why we cannot connect.
That's where the hapuch is.
Absolutely.
That's very true.
But remember, we said that we come to this world. This world is world of Kav. We don't have anything to do with the Igulim. It's totally, we are disconnected from the Igulim. That means after we come to Etzilut, after Etzilut, Briya Yetzira Asiya, make sure that there is no Igul, that you cannot connect to any Chokhmah Bin Adad. There is no way what you will do, there will always be dark in your mind. It's no way you will know it all. It's no way you will be wise of all. It's no such a thing. Don't forget, in the state that we are talking now in the pure spiritual world. We are not talking about yet any darkness or unknown. It's all light and vessel. The vessels are there. They are building a new vessel. The igulim are there. Who's moving? There is only the light and the igul. That's correct. But when light comes into a igul and leaves the igul, leaves certain impression. This impression in the igulim are eventually going to be the cause of creating the creation in order to do the job in completion. We haven't even created Aleph Bet Gimel. Only we are talking about the vessels of Ein Sof and the light. That's, we are in the Keter. We are Adam Kadmon.
But I have a question. In this, the first Bechina Dalet, when because it has the Masach of Bechina Dalet, so it goes all the way to Keter. As the Masachim, they become the Zacher. What happens to that first original Bechina Dalet?
It's the Enadar Beruchaniyut. We are talking now a spiritual world.
Right. It becomes a different form?
No, I'll tell you. You were, let's say, 8 years old. You said, oh, I want a bicycle.
Right.
And your dad bought you a bicycle.
Right.
And taught you how to ride a bicycle.
Right.
I don't think you bicycle every day today.
No.
Normally, no. But you know how to drive bicycle.
So it stays in my unconscious?
Absolutely, it is with you. It's something that you created, you earned it, you learned it. It's already that. When you say that, that means you have the Igulin, you have the Chokhmah Bina, you completed that set of Sefirot. That set, you acquired a knowledge. As soon as you acquire knowledge, that means you went through Eser Sefirot. It's impossible to acquire knowledge if you don't go through Chokhmah, Keter Chokhmah Bina, and then that Bina is going to create, Bina is your creation, going to create this seven Sefirot of Tachton,
yeah.
And when you create the seven Tachton, then that's called, brings about knowledge.
So it does sustain my conscience.
Yes, it's part of you. Not only Bichna Dalet, all the Bichna Dalets up till now, all the Gimels, all the Bets, and all the Alephs. Whatever you have done, in what level you have done, it's always stays with you when you earn it, when you create a vessel for it, you reveal the vessel is yours, you bought it.
Okay. And you also explained that avyuta means density. Okay.
That's a rough explanation. Right. Avyuta means the amount of hishtokikut that you have.
Right, but if I want to go back to the density, as you said, so is to the extent that I want that desire, is that the density you're talking about?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
To what extent I want
how much you have a pool, the pool, the pool. Yeah. How much you have a desire to study this, how much you have a desire to do something, that is the pool.
Yeah.
Now, what's the restriction in studying? What's the restriction in studying? As soon as you put a kavanah intention of why you're studying, if you don't know the purpose of your study and you just like to hake off a study, how much of it are you going to grab really? Nothing. You're going to get bored and you're going to go away. But when you have a goal with it,
purpose.
Immediately there is a reason. Then you are ready to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and come and study it. That's the restriction. That's what you put up. That's your creation. That's your 7 days. And therefore, that restriction that you are ready to build a vessel for it, it's your masach, it's your willpower. What is the masach? We said, the will is the will of Hashem.
Right.
It's the koach of Hashem. We said we take the koach that comes from above, and we should take this koach and convert it and return it. Now, the koach is not my koach, it's he koach, the koach that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to Adam, and Adam takes that and uses for la'asod ratzon boro. That's why we say ratzon, the desire of boro, the one who created him.
Yeah.
The ratzon is his, but I'm taking it in order to satisfy his ratzon.
Ten sefirot in each one, infinite number. The masach itself also has to have in each behinot 5 behinot, and so forth. Right?
Oh yes, yes, yes. But don't go complicated for yourself. Stay on the layer. Don't go in how far it's going to go, because we cannot handle it. Anyway, we're going to learn up to 3 generations. We're going to learn. That means. With father, son, and grandfather. That's how far we will go in miluim, in filling it up. Not further than that. It's not necessary further than that. So we will learn how the layers and layers and interlayers happen. But we understand these 5 that you are talking, this 5 level, going to create 5 parchuf. This is going to create 5 parchuf. Each level of avyut is going to create 1 parchuf. The level of shoresh is, we call galgalta. That means there is an or chozer of 0. That's called galgalta. That's why it's a gilgul to the next level. Then you have avyut of ein bet. Ein bet again is ein bet av. That's really the highest level of avyut of or chozer you have, which is chokhmah. All right. Then you have parts of sag. Then you have parts of memhe. Then you have parts of ben. So there are 5 parts of him we're going to create, and these 5 parts of him they create a olam called olam kadmon. Totality, because it has 5 levels of masach. This Adam Kadmon has 5 levels of masach. Adam Kadmon's masach is what level? Bechina Dalet. Bechina Dalet.
Dalet, not sure.
Bechina Dalet. That Dalet becomes eventually Shoresh too. But originally, the first time the light came for creating Adam Kadmon, Olam Kadam Adam Kadmon, is of Masach of Bichinad Dalet. Now, Olam Atzilut, what Masach created? Gimel, come with me. Bichinad Bria was created with what Masach? Bet. Bichinad Yetzira with what Masach? Aleph. Bichinad Asiya with what Aviyut was created?
Zero, Shoresh.
Which means what?
What do you mean, which means what?
What is Bichinad Shoresh, Aviyut of Shoresh? What Keter? Shoresh. That means nothing. No desire. No ishtakukut. So which world are we? Asiya. Practically, how much is our desire?
Zero.
We are not such a big desire. We are in need, but not desire. It's two different things. Need and desire is two things. What I desire and what I need is a world of difference.
Desire, by definition, we have to have the created for it.
I have to create a vessel for that desire. But yeah. It's not desire. It's not that because I need something, therefore I have desire. Two different things.
That's the same as saying I want $1 million.
Or say, look, I won't breathe. I need to breathe. What do you mean I cannot? It's not a matter of whether I desire it or I don't desire it. I need to breathe. I need oxygen, otherwise I can't survive to express my desire. So need and desire is two
different things.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, we are going through a lot of this section. And that's why it says, Koach ha'aviyut shebemasach u'midat ha'aviyut shebemalchut shakulim hem. I'm going to the next level, Ayin Bet, because Ayin Aleph, we explained, Ayin Bet, Koach ha'ikuv shebemasach, that energy, that will power that is to return, to la'akev, to push back b'masach, o midat ha'aviyut shebemalchut shakulim hem. They are kind of equal. What do you mean equal? Like and it says, the Rav explains, gives example, like a weir. They are equal. As much as you pull, you have a power, you should have a power of to push back. And let's go to the next one. Ein Gimel. Ha-Or HaMakiv. Derecho lezachech et ha-masach. Now we discussed what lezachot or lezachech means. Lezachech means literally to take a foreign thing out. What do you mean foreign thing out? What is... in the light there is a viut?
No.
In the light?
No.
There is a, so anywhere there is a viut, as far as the light concerned, is something that is doesn't belong there. Is there a viut in Ein Sof?
There is no viut in Igud even.
Right. Bravo.
That's the beauty.
So therefore, if there is...
only in the cup because of the Masah.
Huh?
Is in the cup because of the Masah.
Bravo. Yes. Bravo. Because when the light came back with the Masach. Now, because light comes back in the Masach, through the Kav, how does it mizdachech? How does it go through this aviyut to become less? It says, because of Or Makif. What is Or Makif? When the light came into Chala, did the whole light came back?
No.
A lot of light...
stayed out.
When I receive something, do I receive everything?
No.
No. A lot of it stays outside. I cannot handle all the work that I have to do through my lifetime. I can take a bit at a time. Yeah. So the light that hasn't come in and knows that it is has to come in, what is going to do? It's going to keep on knocking at you. Yeah. That's the character of the light, to come in,
yeah.
to be revealed. That's the character of the light, is to be revealed. I want a vessel. The originally, remember, the totality of the Ein Sof had a vessel called Ein Sof.
Yeah.
So totality of the light of Ein Sof was in revelation at all time. Right now, part of it stayed out.
Yeah.
And it says, okay, I want to go back to my original vessel.
Yeah.
Open up. So it keeps on pushing. And when it keeps on pushing, that means forcing you to take. Mm-hmm. Like a mother that has the milk. And forces you to take. So here comes to here. It says Ora Makif. The Makif is that kind, that light that we said that was not able to come in and stayed outside. Darcho, his way is lezachech et hamasach, is to nullify the masach. Hakdama bet he. There is a introduction to this. שאותו האור המקיף שאינו מתלבש בנעצל טבעו הוא, that אותו, this same light that was not entered into the vessel, was not revealed by the vessel, his nature is לזכח את האביות בכנה דלת. The first light that was captured was the first Or Chozer called Bichna Dalet. Now Bichna Dalet captured as much as light came in, went all the way, but didn't capture the whole light that was in the Halal, only the first Kav. Right?
Yeah.
Now the Or Makif is there to, what Bichna does, Bichna Dalet does? It says, makes sure that Malchut doesn't receive light. Isn't that what the Masach is?
Yeah.
That I don't care who receives, Malchut not to receive. Now, who is Malchut? Malchut is really the real vessel of Ein Sof. Now, the Ein Sof knows that Malchut has not received the light.
Right.
There is, you took some light called Bichna Daled, you made Or Chozer, but Malchut did not receive. What Malchut received caused to make a vessel for Bichnat Gimel Bet Aleph of its own.
Yeah.
So, still this light outside is going to push so Malchut to receive.
Right.
Who is stopping the light that the Malchut not to receive? Is Bichnat?
Dalet.
Dalet. So he's going to mezachech et Bichnat Dalet. He says, you know what, Dalet? I'm going to get rid of you because you are not allowing me to go to Malchut.
Right.
The Masach.
The Masach. That means I'm going to make you Zach because you, Masach, you, the will, you are stopping me to reveal my reveal the Malchut, so therefore I'm going to make you Zach. And what is going to do?
Keeps coming back.
Keeping push, the Bichna Dalet becomes what?
It's like tempting.
Now, hold on a second. What Bichna Dalet does this moment?
At that moment?
Yeah.
Push more.
It becomes Zach.
Bichna Dalet knows that Malchut should not receive light. So what's the remedy? The light keeps on pushing me. I push back. How long can I hold?
Not very long.
I cannot hold long. I mean, logically, because the light is Ein Sof, and I am not Ein Sof.
Yeah. Infinite and finite.
Say that the Masach should have the same equal...
Bravo. But the light has... Ein Sof time. I don't have Ein Sof time. So to speak, I'm taking.
Yeah.
Light has a... So how can I remedy so Malchut not to receive that light? Get rid of my hishtokekut, pulling of that level. Follow me. Follow this section, then I'm going to walk with you. If I don't want to receive, and I cannot hold on more than this, I cannot hold on more than this, what I do? I cannot push back the my willpower of conversion. That means to take the ratzon of the light and push back the light. I'm going to exhaust. I'm going to get exhausted. So what am I going to do? What is the only remedy to stop the light to come to Malchut?
Is give up the desire?
Give up desire level for level.
Because Benadale is made up of vessel only. Is a desire is the only desire is Benadale.
So if I say I don't want it anymore.
How can you say that? Because your DNA is.
You
can
give into it.
Here, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you start a business. And at the beginning, how much you're really excited to do that business? A lot. And you do it for 20 years. Aren't you tired of it? You say, okay, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, but this is not the same example.
That's the closest I can give you. The Bichna Dalet, we will understand. It's the Or Makif is going to keep on pondering
you.
And when... We call this zivuk daka. That means it strikes. I mean, how many beating can you take?
Yeah. But by definition, betinadalet is the vessel of ensof. I mean, that's the.
No. Yeah. It's the willpower of malchut of ensof. The first one. We are talking now in pure sense, and then at the same time we are talking about the human being. In our level, whatever desire we have, it says that the Or Makif, the first zivug da haka'ah, that means the first haka'ah that gives you, it takes away your avyud dalet. What do you mean?
It takes
why?
Away the aspect of bechina dalet.
Yes. What that means? What do you mean it takes away?
It takes the highest level of your desire.
If it doesn't take away, so how does it really going to build the Or Chozer of Bechina Dalet?
Right.
What material do you think caused creation of Bechina Dalet? The Or Chozer of Bechina Dalet. Don't you need a material?
Yeah.
Don't you need a type of a light, a reflecting light? Isn't this made, this material, from originally the light?
Light, the
isn't this originally Ratzon of Hashem? Isn't it really the original light that you are reflecting, like light of moon and the sun?
Yeah.
Yes, that amount of the light that causes Or Chozer. Michael, listen.
Yeah.
That material that causes... That is the avyut of Bechina Dalet. And after you build that, you gave out of your own light, you build that, you don't have it anymore.
But didn't we say in spirituality there is no lack, so if you build something, you're not getting rid of it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
But when you don't have anymore that desire of the level of four, the light is going to give you, he says, what desire do you have? He says, now I have desire of Masach, of Bechinat, Gimel. So he says, okay, I give you the level of Gimel. And then again, as soon as there is a Zivug Da'aka'ah, that's why he says Zivug, that means binding by striking. When you beat somebody, you bind, strike. When you take, you're going to take something away. It's taken away. But what has taken away has built something, has done something. It was your avyut. Your avyut caused the creation of Or Chozer. If you didn't have that avyut of Bechina Dalet, but you used it already, that's the credit that you used for that. You created Or Chozer. So you don't have any more Bechina Dalet. Comes Bechina Gimel. Then Or Makif pushes for Bechinat Gimel. He says, okay, now, where is this Masach at all time?
Stays at Bechinat Dalet.
It's all the time Dalet. So that means this Malchut originally earns Or Chozer of Dalet, then earns Or Chozer of Gimel, then earns Or Chozer of Bet. Who is earning now? Again, who is earning all this? Malchut.
Right.
Malchut.
Right.
Nobody else. It's just completing itself. So it first it receives the Bichinat Dalet or Choser, Bichinat Gimel, Bichinat, until it becomes Shoresh.
Right.
Now there is no more Hishtokekut. Now if there is no more Hishtokekut, what happens?
There's no more Kut.
Now, still this is blurry. I accept the fact is blurry because we don't know really, honestly, sincerely, okay, what happened if received Bichinat Dalet?
What happens if you receive Bichinat Dalet?
What did you do with this Bichinat Dalet? This Avyut that you captured, or Choser, what did you do with it?
Okay.
It's a whole complete Parsuf we're going to talk. That's... Now, where does Or Choser happen? The first Eser Sefirot of Bichinat Dalet wasn't Eser Sefirot.
Why?
It came from Keter. It came to Eser Sefirot. Why it created? The first thing it created was what? A Rosh. The first Eser Sefirot, the first Bichinat Dalet, the first Masach of Bichinat Dalet, the first Or Choser happened in the Rosh. So therefore,
Rosh of the Parsuf.
Right.
That's
therefore,
where the calculation takes place.
Therefore, the conclusion that Or Choser only happens in the
Rosh.
Head. Until the head is not complete, there is no body to follow.
And the Tocht is the part that it receives the light. And the Siyum is the part that it never receives the
Hold light. On a second. No, you are going too fast. After you complete it, look at the fetus, at the Ibur.
Yeah.
First the head is done.
Right.
Then you realize extension of the body.
Right.
The head is the cause of creation, the body, because head realizes from what it captured in five levels, realizes in order what it wants. Did he create a kli? No, not yet. This the head is called Shorashei Keilim. It's not a complete vessel. It's only a head trip. Now you have to create the body. That's why the head goes ahead to create the body. That means to be able to form, to make, to do, to go, to move. So, when we are talking Or Choser, we are talking first now the head of the whole business. First, we are learning how first head was created. And what happened from the head that the body was created. What processes did the head go through in order to create the body? And the body said, hey, for me to do things, I gotta go get things. So therefore, give me legs and give me a continuity, a sod with it. And then it's not really me, it's that I'm really going to produce one seed. At the end is a seed, and I'm going to give it for continuity and create another man to continue. That's essentially is going to be, until a man is not mature, he cannot produce another child. You cannot expect a 7 years old go and create, make a woman pregnant. It's not mature enough. Doesn't have that vessel to create. Now, we did, Baruch Hashem, we did another good part. Now, go to Ein Dalet. Mita'am sherotzeh litlabesh v'amasach me'akevo. Now, let's read it. Ein Dalet. The meaning of this is ki or makiv pirush. What's the meaning of or makiv? Oto aor elyon is that the same upper light she'eino yachol leitlabesh benatzer. Is that light that cannot really come in into the creati michachmat she'amasach ma'akev alav shelo leitpashet yoter mishiur komato. The masach is there that whatever koma it is, if it's a dalet, gimel, bet, aleph, Absolutely, doesn't want. You know what? Whatever, I don't want Malchut to receive. So, that's the Masach. Shehu nishar michutz leparzuf makif alav. That's the light that really stays out and doesn't, the Masach doesn't allow it to enter. Hainu, shema'ir alav mirachok. It is pushing alav kind of from further away, from far. Omitoch she'or makif rotze la'ir gam bepinimiyut ha'parzuf. And since the light wants to come within the parzuf, within that entity, kederho be'ensof. And this is because it's the way of Oren Sof. Oren Sof always is in the position of want to enter into a vessel. She'ir gam ken bebichna dalet, and the Oren Sof wants to go to Bichna dalet. He says, hey, Malchut, yes, you have an idea to stop me, but I want, there is a vessel, I gotta go in. Al ken hu makeh bemasach, makeh, that means it's, strikes. Omezachecho. Klomar shemevatel et ha'aviyut. By binding, by striking, it's literally mezachech, reduces that hishtokekut, that desire, that power of reflection. By the way, I mean, even in the physical world, when you have a glass and tap on it all the time, after a while, even on the glass, your impression of your finger is going to imprint in the glass and make it not as clear as it was before, really. Right. It literally leaves an impression. That means take something away. Now, במסך ומזכחו, כלומר שמבטל האביות והקשיות שבו כדי שיוכל להתלבש. It pulls away this power of עיכוב, the power of rejection. מתחילה מתגבר המסך, that's עין ה', מתחילה מתגבר המסך ואחר כך מתגבר האור. He says, at first, who is a stronger? The first time. But the first time is the masach. But at the end, the light is going to prevail. The light is going to take that avyut away.
Because
the Oranyan has a compelling force. Of course, it's a compelling force. I mean, that's why I said recognize that there is a boss on top of you. That there is a force. There is a boss on top of you. That's his Shmo intention. Not the Or En Sof, not En Sof. It was the Malchut of En Sof. Shmo decided all this. So Shmo is going to continue to eternity, to the end. It was the Malchut of Shmo, Malchut of En Sof, that decided and he says, hey guys, this is what I want.
Right. So basically, know that first there is a thing. And then there is a crowd coming in, and then there is a process to get back to the original state for the light to come in.
Right.
So this process is sort of built into Malchut, knowing that we have to go through all.
Now, how many things are made within you, inside you? How many forces? Two major forces, right? Two major forces. One, desire to receive. You have a pull. And you have one desire that you, if you have the willpower, to push back. Correct? Both of them. One desire is to satisfy yourself, one desire to satisfy, let's say, God. It's a two in you. One is given to you by Shmo, and Shmo gave you one capability. The light gave you another capability. Two things. That's why two. And they are opposite. One aspect within you is the aspect of Shmo. One aspect of you is the aspect of the light.
Two masters.
Both of them is in you.
But that aspect of Shemo is part of Ein Sof also.
Yes. But the point is that Shmo put in you a system, a kind of a masach in you. So to you to follow whether you like it or not, what she wants, what Shmo wants.
It's a process.
Bravo. She set up the process. She said, this is what I want. It's simple. Yeah. This is how it's going to be. And the lights just simply doesn't do anything other than what Shmo really desired.
Right.
Because that was the deal. So, within me, is there Shmo? Yes. Is there or? Yes. That's why I keep on saying, Beyom Ahuyeh Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. That means within me, the vessel and the light become compatible. Am I compatible right now? No. If I have fear, I'm not compatible. If I am dumb and don't know the half of the truth, I'm not compatible. My light and my vessel are not compatible. I don't have enough neshama within me to understand the truth about me. I'm not compatible. Does that mean that I cannot make the vessel? No, that doesn't mean that at all. I haven't matured yet. And what is matured? That means the vessel and the light are in total harmony. That's maturity.
And the
mochin. That's receiving the appropriate mochin. Now, very good. We did. Now, let's go. Ein vav. Bechinat eina nederet apal pishen izdachichet lebechinat gimel. And that's what we discussed. There is no adar beruchaniyut. There is no way that even if there is no more masach of bechinat dalet, there is a bechinat gimel, but bechinat dalet achieved the or chozer, then that or chozer is not nederet, it's not going to be lost. It's there, but it is now what light is covering it. If no, there is no bechinat dalet and there is bechinat gimel, what light is covering that knowledge? Let's say that what I have achieved, a bechinat gimel. It's not. When you have a memory, is it the memory as strong as what it was right there when you had it? No. But is that memory still enough, good enough knowledge for you to, if you learn how to bicycle, is good enough for you to just 1, 2, 3 try after 20 years and you got it again?
Yeah.
So it really is there.
Yeah.
But you have to make maybe 2, 3 steps to bring it back into working. But you got to do 2, 3 steps in order to remember how which side you're going to get on the bicycle. You think about it a few seconds, you put some effort into it, and you got it back again. Okay? That's analogy, by the way. We are here, when he says no adar beruchaniyut,
nothing gets absent. Everything stays there.
Exactly. Now, the kvar yadata, and already you know, she called chidush tzura hamitave beruchaniyot, every chidush tzura, that means any new form that is created, ki en adar klal beruchani. That is a klal, that should understood that in spirituality there is no waste of whatsoever. But we are talking about the spiritual world only, not the physical world. Physical world, I am bounded to forget. Fullness. Forgetfulness is a klipa. In the world of spirituality, there is no such a klipa. Doesn't exist this klipa of forgetfulness. Forgetfulness is part of the creation and is a klipa. Right. Now, so it says in Ruchaniyut, another. Ela sheyesh kan tosefet tzura. That means there is an extra tzura. There is a tzura of bechinat dalet. There is a tzura follow it because of bechinat gimel. There is a partzuf made of bechinat dalet. There is a partzuf made of bechinat gimel. There is a partzuf made of bechinat bet and aleph and shoresh. And each has its own entity and is a partzuf. It's a complete partzuf. Now, when we say Bichina Shoresh, it literally means Gimel, Galgalta. Now I'm saying Gimel, Dalet. Because only Or Malchut reaches Keter. So Keter is Galgalta. because it is Shoresh, it's not a vessel. It's only the light. It's only light. And it's called light of Malchut. It's light of Malchut. Yeah. When we say Gimel, that means it's only revelation of Chokhmah and not more. Right. Only Chokhmah. Now, if I have a Chokhmah, can I get Gimel? If I have Chokhmah, can I get Dalet?
Can you get Dalet? No.
Hello?
What do you mean? If I have
Chokhmah,
right.
Can I reach Gimel? Can I reach Dalet? I lost the Aviyut of Dalet. Can I get this Dalet back?
Yes. You can awaken the desire again.
If I don't have an Aviyut, can I bring back the Aviyut?
Once you become Zach and you get to the Bechinat Gimel, that you're done with Bechinat Dalet.
Never. That Aviyut that you lost, if you didn't build with it what you're supposed to build, never you can build it, bring it back again.
You cannot bring it back?
Of course not. Can I bring the Adam Kadmon back? That level? Never. The Bechinat Dalet never comes.
So the Bechinat Dalet, the first Bechinat Dalet, best, is never able to tap into that Bechinat Dalet ever.
When it becomes Bechinat Dalet? If it becomes Bechinat Dalet, what happens? I got total spirituality. There is no physicality in it. There is nothing new in it. There is no chidush in it. That's right. The highest level I can go is Atzilut. If I go into the light of Ein Sof, any kind of Ein Sof, done. Light of Ein Sof reaches up till Malchut of Atzilut. And when you go Malchut, it's a light. When there is a light of Ensof, what do you got to do there? There is nothing. That's why it's called Atzilut. That's the closest you can get. If you want to exist in the state of existence. Above that is no existence. It's a different existence.
So after the light departed itself from the Mechina Dalet of Ein Sof and the light comes back, it only comes back to Gimel.
Of course.
Not Dalet anymore.
Of course. Dalet done.
So that's why we never...
So what Dalet created? Five parts of him, five names, five miluims, and done. Say five parts of... Are they gone? Enadar beruchaniyot. They are there and they shall remain there forever. Why? Because they are the first light of Ein Sof coming through Kav. Is that entity exist?
But you're saying it's called Chadash Surah.
There is a Chidush, but right. Surah Ruchanit, not Surah Gashmi.
Okay.
It's Ein Adar, it says Ein Adar beruchaniyot. That means really it's there. If it is there, you created Tosefet.
Additional.
That means it's not gone anywhere. It's there, but it's you. How many Tosefet you do? Five. It's five parts of him. Now let's read it. Ki ein adar klal beruchanit ela shiyesh. Shoshana, would you please? כי אין הדר כלל ברוחני, אלא שיש כאן תוספת צורה, לפי זה תבין, and this way you will understand, שבחינת ד' זו, שנזדחכה לבחינת ג' שבה, הרי היא נבחנת, שיצא מהנעצל הזה לבחינת נעצל חדש, שנתוסף על הנעצל הראשון, אשר הבחינת ד' שבו אינה בחינת דלת שבבחינת דלת, אלא בחינת גימל שבדלת. Then בחינת בית שבדלת, בחינת א', עד שורש of דלת, then דלת, as דלת has completed. So דלת by itself going to create five levels in its totality, and when the דלת totality is finished, after when? After it goes through בחינת א', Bet, Gimel, Dalet of Dalet.
This Hafuch business, it's makes the whole story. And you know, you think that what you used to say, that the remedy comes before the problem. Mm-hmm. And that's what you see with Chokhma and Bina happening. But we see it in reverse, Bina happening before Chokhma, right?
Bravo. And that's the truth. Because of Or Jose. Because the receiving is only by Or Jose. We are going forward, Baruch Hashem. I'm happy. As soon as we go into the section 3, we seriously, because this is all review of Chelek Bet. We go to Gimel, Bezrat Hashem, we will do, we have done well. Shiyeh lachem Shabbat Shalom.